I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Trumpeter Freddie Hubbard would have turned 88 years old this week. He was born in Indianapolis in 1938. By his early 20s, he was in New York working alongside musicians like John Coltrane, Ornette Coleman, and Art Blakey. It was his time with Blakey's Jazz Messengers that helped to establish him as one of the most commanding young trumpet voices of his generation. In the 1960s, Hubbard became a defining presence on Blue Note Records. His playing combined power, precision, and a restless sense of possibility. Then, in the 1970s, he moved into a more electric, groove-oriented sound. Albums like Red Clay reached a broader audience and brought a different kind of visibility. When my father, Ben Sidran, spoke with Hubbard in the mid-1980s, he was already looking back on those shifts. He was returning to a more personal approach to the music.
As time goes by, you find that if you're not creating the kind of music that you really feel comfortable with and you can sleep with and you feel happy about, then you'll find yourself going crazy. See, it's not a thing of just making albums like we used to with Blue Note, where you got great artists together and you tried to create something fresh and new. But it seems like now the big record companies want you to make something that's going to sell.
Listening now, it's striking how much that world has changed. The commercial reach of the record business, especially in jazz, has narrowed. The expectations that used to come from the labels and markets carry less force now than they did in Hubbard's time. There are, of course, losses in that shift, and there are also changes in how musicians move through their careers. So many artists today work with fewer resources, but fewer external expectations. They make decisions without the same pressure to fit in a commercial frame. Freddie had lived through both sides of that tension. He also understood that terms like classic or fusion didn't necessarily serve him or the music.
See, jazz, right away, is a fusion itself of different styles, of different kinds of music.
For him, the more important question was this. How do you develop a sound that is your own?
It took me about 10 years after I got to New York because I was so hung up first trying to play like Clifford Brown. Then next, it was a thing of saying, okay, Lee Morgan is playing like Clifford, Donald Byrd playing like Clifford. Now, how can I get in between this? Plus Dizzy and Miles, who were already established, and to create a sound that would, you say, oh, this is somebody else, this is Freddie Hubbard.
That search for sound shaped everything that followed. You can hear the result in the recordings, the strength of the sound, the clarity of the phrasing. You can also hear, back in that conversation with my dad, that he was still refining it, even in the way he thought about practice.
Most of that I don't even practice on a trumpet. I'll practice it on piano.
Really?
And just relate it to the trumpet.
Freddie was always adjusting the way he approached the instrument. Over time, that led him towards something more direct.
As you get older, you find that you don't have to rush as much, especially as a young trumpeter. You tend to run too many notes, and you lose the feeling and the essence of the piece. As you mature and you live life more, and you kind of understand what's being said in the song, and you take your time and you try to sing it. Mm-hmm. Like Colin McRae told me, always sing it.
It's an idea that runs through his playing. The instrument carries breath. It carries phrasing that comes from the voice.
It's your wind, it's your breath, it's your life, and to you to make it you through the music, I think that's one of the most beautiful forms of an art.
88 years after his birth and 18 years after his death, that perspective still holds. The work is to find a voice and to stay close to it. No matter how long he's gone, we remain ready for Freddie. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.